Hey everybody, Josh Peck here with Peck Report. So I have been having a hectic week. I don't know about you guys. So today, this week especially, but starting today, this is the first week since coming back home where Christina has to take Nathan to Springfield. It's a couple towns over from where we live for treatments, for his cancer treatments, to make sure the cancer doesn't come back. And which means that I'm left at home with the kids by myself. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep up recording Peck Report every single day, but if there are a couple of days here and there where you don't see a Peck Report, don't worry. We still have lots of great shows coming, and we will we're going to continue producing Peck Report. So nothing to worry about, but that is the situation. There will be times like today where I'm going to film it from my office here at Skywatch TV. I do that during lunch, and I usually don't take lunch because ever since doing the carnivore keto diet stuff, I just don't get hungry as often. So it kind of works out. We're going to talk about an important subject today, something that might have some pretty interesting prophetic implications, possibly. There's this big question in Christian prophecy circles: is America in Bible prophecy? And we've explored both answers to that question on this channel. We've explored the possibility that maybe America is not in Bible prophecy, and if not, what happened? And then we also explore the possibility that it is. Now, in the case that it's not, the question comes up: why isn't it? What happened? America is a pretty big superpower right now, so what would have to happen to America for it to not be included in Bible prophecy whatsoever? And there's one possibility that we're going to look at today. I mean, there's several possibilities. We've looked at quite a few here on Peck Report, really just here on Daily Renegade in general. But there's one in particular that we're going to focus on today that actually might have more than just implications with the country, but with the world. So an expert has warned that a Yellowstone eruption could kill 5 billion people. That would actually be a lot more far-reaching than just America, because that possibility has come up. Maybe America's not in Bible prophecy because Yellowstone erupts and just takes us out as a superpower, totally, just totally devastates the country. Could be. But what if Yellowstone plays a bigger role in Bible prophecy? What if it has more of a worldwide coverage, something that we might read about in the book of Revelation, or something like that. So we're going to talk about that because it's important. We've dealt with this story before on Peck Report, and we're going to continue. Now, of course, like anything else, there's a lot of sensational stuff out there that isn't even really worth delving into, because it's really easy to make the topic of Yellowstone into something that's clickbait. And so we don't want to do that. But at the same time, there is something real to be said. I mean, this thing is likely going to erupt someday, and if it does, it almost certainly would have prophetic implications with that. Now, before we get to that, I do want to tell you about a little bit about this channel, a little bit about Daily Renegade. It's only a matter of time before this channel gets deleted, and in the meantime, I don't want to compromise my beliefs and values. One thing that I've stopped doing until recently, one thing that I used to do all the time and I stopped because YouTube gave me a warning, but I'm going to continue doing it now, was I stopped promoting CBD oil and kratom. And I stopped because I was having trouble with YouTube. This was back when the channel was monetized. This channel has been completely demonetized now. It's not monetized at all. So we don't have any ads in our videos anymore. And I made that decision because I was hoping that would result in YouTube leaving us alone. I've talked with a couple friends with larger YouTube channels than this one. My friend LA Marzulli, for example, and he said when he demonetized his channel, YouTube kind of left him alone a little bit more. So I'm hoping that's the case with this one, and I'm hoping this channel can actually grow because we've seen a decline, and it's not from you guys actually unsubscribing, it's from YouTube unsubscribing you guys without your knowledge. We've gotten a lot of feedback from people saying that that's been happening. So we've been dealing with that. But If you go to dailyrenegade.com right now, this is also why it's important to become a member, because we're going to lose this channel at some point. You know, we've already had a couple of strikes against us. They give us copyright strikes when we don't even have copyrighted material on our videos, and they give us community guideline strikes without really explaining what we did wrong. We can't get a hold of anybody. And this is just going to continue. So it's only a matter of time before they delete us completely. But that's why you want to become a member of Daily Renegade today. Because we're going to keep making videos, we're going to keep making content, and when inevitably this channel goes away on YouTube, you'll be able to go to Daily Renegade and get it there. So become a member, go to dailyrenegade.com today, become a member. And while you're there, if you check the sidebar for right on the homepage, you'll see Coastline Kratom and you'll see CBD Pure and CBD Pets. These are things that can really help with chronic pain. I take it every day. You don't have to go the way of the opioid crisis. There is help out there. There's an alternative. You know, do your own research. Both of these companies have money back guarantees, and they put all of their research and scientific testing and everything on their websites. So for some relief, if you deal with chronic pain or even just anxiety and things like that, this stuff can really help. Go check it out. Again, dailyrenegade.com. You can find those banners in the sidebars. Now, an expert has recently warned that a Yellowstone eruption could kill 5 billion people. So, you know, when does a disaster go from natural to the mother of all disasters? Mysterious Universe recently reported on this. When it's the next eruption of the Yellowstone supervolcano? That's the answer to the question. That's according to a leading volcano expert from Poland who wants the United States to start thinking when and not if, and developing an evacuation plan for an eruption that he predicts could kill as many as 5 billion people. Now, again, obviously, if those estimates are correct, this would be far more substantial than just affecting America. This is a worldwide thing. Now, so he said, quote, "The only thing you can do is evacuate people to another continent," end quote. Now, in a recent interview with Poland's WP Media, Dr. Jerzy Zaba, a professor of geological sciences and head of the Department of General Geology at the University of Silesia in Katowice, explains why a Yellowstone superwulk, that's what they're calling it, superwulk eruption would be far more destructive and deadly to life on Earth than most other experts are willing to consider. So he starts by comparing it to a recent super volcano event, the Toba super eruption, about 75,000 years ago, according to modern science, so, you know, take it for what it's worth, in Sumatra, Indonesia, which was one of the largest known eruptions of all time, ever. So he said, quote, "As a result of the Toba eruption in Sumatra, according to various estimates, 70 to 90% died, the then human population on our planet. The more optimistic researchers believe that the outbreak was survived by tens of thousands of people, moderately optimistic that they survived 15,000 and the least from 3 to 5,000. The population of a small village survived all over the world," end quote. Now, up to 90% of the Earth's, albeit small, population at that time may have died. So Zaba points out that there have been 42 similar supervolcano eruptions on average once in less than a million years. So as far as Yellowstone is concerned, apparently we're good for at least a few hundred thousand years. At least that's what we would think, but that might not actually be the case. So another quote, "Yellowstone is a powerful super volcan whose explosions took place, to our knowledge, three times. The first took place over 2 million years ago, the second 1,300,000 years ago, and the third, about which we know the most, took place 640,000 years ago," end quote. Now, Zaba says volcanoes are erupting in different locations than in the past. So Poland has one that was active 800,000 years ago. And geologists have learned that nearby volcanoes are often linked and can cascade into multiple eruption events. However, none have the destructive potential, both on the ground and in the air, of Yellowstone. So he says, quote, "It would destroy most of the United States. Discarded material would cover everything with a meter layer within a radius of 500 kilometers. And due to the emission of huge amount of dust, gases, or sulfur oxide to the atmosphere, there would be a temporary cooling of the climate. Sulfur oxide would create a thin veil of sulfuric acid around the planet reflecting sunlight. This would persist for many years. It is estimated that due to climate change, about 5 billion people would starve to death, end quote. So Zaba doesn't think programs like NASA's plan to drill a hole and cool Yellowstone's magma will work due to the sheer size and volume of the magma tank. Besides, it's not the lava that will kill us. It's the dust and debris that will be thrown into the atmosphere. And Zaba says the only way to escape falling chunks of rock and debris is to evacuate. Could this be what the giant hailstones, the size of millstones in the Book of Revelation that fall on the earth? Could this be what causes that? So he says that the only way would be to evacuate, but the space for holding the millions of people who need to move in a short period of time would require another continent in a monumental effort. And once they got to their new home, they would have to deal with the death of all the flora and fauna that would result in Zaba's prediction that 5 billion people would starve to death. So he also says, quote, there are forces over which people have no influence and have to observe with incredible humility. So basically, it doesn't sound good. It sounds like we are doomed, but that is where we're at. Now, again, when we read the Book of Revelation, there's a lot of things, especially in the bowl judgment, like with the hailstones and stuff like this, there's a lot of things that seem to fit with an eruption event like this. So could this be the catalyst that starts off all that stuff? I mean, obviously, it's all God's judgment and everything, but he has at times in the past used natural forces for his judgments. So could this be another one of those? I, of course, would like to know what you think. So please leave a comment in the comment section below and let me know. Do you think that Yellowstone plays a part in Bible prophecy? And if not, what's your view of something like the bowl judgments or the Book of Revelation with all of these cataclysmic worldwide events happening all around the same period of time? So I would like to know. We're going to keep up on this story as things develop, here on Peck Report. So please subscribe if you haven't already. Please subscribe to this channel. Click on the bell for notifications. YouTube probably still won't notify you, so just keep checking back every day. Now, again, like I said at the beginning, I'm going to try to provide everyday Peck Reports, but till we get adjusted with this new schedule and having to take Nathan to appointments and me being at home alone with the rest of the kids. And, until we can get all of this kind of squared away, you might not get Peck Report every day. But we will get them to you as often as possible. But don't forget, there's also other shows. You're also going to get Christian Contrarian through the Black Uncensored, Apollineering, that for a little while is going to be twice a week now, the Z-Files, and many more. So you're going to get lots of good stuff on this channel. Make sure you subscribe, click the bell for notifications, and in case one day this channel disappears, make sure to go to dailyrenegade.com and become a member today. Very important that you do so. You won't regret it. Also, coming up is a brand new website for Daily Renegade. We're getting it developed now. I just recently saw some previews of it, and I've made my choice. I was given two samples, and I chose the better one. It's basically going to be like a mini YouTube slash social media platform. So anybody who's a member is going to have full access to this. You're going to have full access to articles, full access to all the videos. You're going to be able to create watch lists or playlists. It's going to be great. So we're working on that right now. We're going to have that available to you very soon. But that's why you want to become a member today, because there's a chance, I'm going to try to make this so it doesn't happen, but there's a chance that price of admission might have to go up, membership fees might have to go up. Now, this would not happen for existing members. If the price goes up, it would only be for new members. So don't wait. Don't wait until it's more expensive. Go ahead and become a member today while it's still cheap. Also, your membership doesn't only go to fund what we're doing at Daily Renegade. We also donate to a number of causes, a number of good ministry efforts. So right now we're supporting four other for other efforts, two of which help spread the gospel in the Middle East and in Israel to Jews specifically, spreading the gospel to them so they can know who their Savior is. You know, we're very big on that on this channel, on Peck Report and everything that we do here. We're very big on that. So we support two ministries that do that. We support St. Jude's. We give 5% to St. Jude's, 5% to them, 5% to each of the other two ministries, and then 5% to the pro-life effort so we can get this scourge of abortion out of here. So 20% of what your membership fee, 20% of that goes to these ministries and organizations and things. So it's not all about Daily Renegade. So I hope that that'll help convince you to become a member. So come and join the family. There's lots of good stuff coming up in the future. But until then and until next time, thank you so much. I can't wait to read your comments and see what you have to say. Please keep us in prayer. And till next time, take care and God bless.